Now, you've been learning how to do the intervention since you became a practitioner. Whatever process you're going to do, whether it be, maybe you're going to do a submodality shift, maybe you're going to do a swish pattern, maybe you're going to help them release all the major negative emotions, maybe you're going to take their values that they did, they wrote up their values, maybe you're going to help them to go in and clear up their conflicts and their values. I don't know. It depends on what the client comes to you with. Yeah. Yep. So you might tell them, you might do the detailed personal history, have them go home that night, design your metaphors that evening, see them the next day, which is pretty much what we're going to do, because we're going to do detailed personal histories this afternoon, and then you're going to send them away. You don't have to do metaphors as part of your intervention. This is just one option that you have. Sometimes I'll do metaphors, sometimes I won't. You could do it totally without metaphors. You might just use timeline techniques, or you might just use submodalities, or you might just clear their values hierarchy. It depends on what the client needs. And that'll become more evident to you when you do your detailed personal history. So we'll show you how to make all that stuff pop out. And then you might go home and design your intervention tonight and then deliver it. Your intervention could be, you might have start with some metaphors, then do some more intervention, then close up with some metaphors, or you might have no metaphors at all, depending upon what works for you and what pops out at you at the during the detailed personal history. People are going, wow, we're going to be challenged. Yeah.
So now, this is for someone you did a personal history with. If it's someone that you're just kind of talking to in casual conversation, and you see something that you want to shift within them.
I don't work with people unless I've gotten permission to work with them.
Okay.
From a therapeutic standpoint.
Got it.
So I won't, unless somebody said, hey, please help me with this issue, I won't work with them. Will I tell metaphors left and right to make points? Absolutely. But will I look to shift something within somebody without having some sort of a consensual arrangement? I don't know. I mean, we're all looking to influence people, hopefully in positive ways. So, yeah. I mean, I suppose, but I wouldn't therapeutically work on somebody unless they asked me or unless I had permission. I think that's important as master practitioners. People will get themselves in a lot of trouble sometimes, and I'll save you all the trouble that I went through in the beginning. I went out trying to heal everybody without permission in the beginning, and it cost me because people don't appreciate it. That's kind of fun. That's just a dive into multiply embedded metaphors. If you choose to work on them on your intervention, you can come and see Wendy and I and say, hey, what do you think of these before you deliver them for the intervention if you want? And then we'll say, hey, yeah, that looks good to me. Yeah. Yeah, we're going to get into that right now because we're getting into past issues. But go on. I'll take the rest of that. Yeah.
Are we getting a doctor's note? Actually, in my situation, I have a mother-in-law who's been just diagnosed with, I think, terminal cancer.
Right.
So if she says it's okay, would she still need to get a note? So
Yeah, I would ask her to get a note from.